Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Have you ever been to the Snaegill Industrial Estate in Skipton? Well, there are many different things located here, but one that you may not expect is something that chefs in the local area are a big fan of. It is Class 1 Direct. You will have seen the vans and the lorries all over the place, constantly delivering fresh fruit, vegetables, dried goods, all sort of foods to hotels, restaurants, cafes. And with two people from Class 1 Direct, hello Joe.
Hi Beth, good to see you again.
And very good to see you too. And also new member to the team, Andy, hello.
Good morning Beth, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, you were previously a chef, and so you're still kind of in the chefing industry. What is it that you're doing here at Class 1?
Yeah, so basically my role at Class 1 is one of the account managers, so I'm going to be looking after a lot of our customers across the Yorkshire area, York, Harrogate, Leeds and Hull, getting out, visiting customers, making sure they're up to date on what's in season, just basically looking after them.
And here at the Snaegill Industrial Estate, this is your kind of HQ, this is Class 1 HQ, and it's a bit of a hive of activity at the moment. There are people coming in and out, vans picking up deliveries and off they go. Shall we go inside and have a little look at what you've got on offer at the moment? Because one of the important things about Class 1 is that you are very hot on what's in season. This time of year, we're sort of beginning to middle of September. What is your biggest recommendation when it comes to what's in season and what's working well?
Well, we're still working with Lancashire growers. Last week we took a great delivery of some really interesting kales. We've got local cauliflowers, local broccoli, courgettes, parsnips, lettuces. So we're very keen on sourcing from local suppliers where possible. We want to buy local, but we also want to buy quality. So that's very important to us, because we want to deliver the best that's out there.
Yeah. When a chef needs a massive big round tomato, he doesn't want to get a delivery and it's actually just a tiny little wrinkly cherry tomato. That's not what you want, is it?
That's not exactly, yeah. That's exactly what we don't want, yeah.
Yeah. Shall we go into the fridge? That's not something I often say, but shall we have a little walk into the fridge? I must say, this is possibly the biggest fridge I've ever been into, full of fruit and veg. Let's have a little look at what we've got around here. It's the herb trolley. Is this what this is?
It's the herb trolley, yes. They come from, I believe we did a little recording out there over in Sandhutton with Herbs Unlimited. Local again, come to us on the afternoons for evening packing to be delivered first thing in the morning. So they're not cooked more than 24 hours before the chef gets them on his chef's block. That's what we want. Yeah. Quick turnaround.
So what else have we got in here then? What have we got that you're thinking is good right now, Andy?
Yeah, so at the moment you're going to see a lot more of your root vegetables coming through, things like beetroots. As you can see here, we've got a lovely selection of your baby beetroots in three different colours, red, candied, which gives you a lovely pink and white colour, and also the golden beetroot. And you'll also see things like your parsnips coming through, and things like celeriac, heritage carrots.
When you say heritage, they're purple carrots.
Yeah, so heritage. So originally, your carrots were purple, historically.
Well, all carrots.
All carrots. And then I believe it was the Dutch that changed them over to being orange. It appealed to the consumer more at the time. They're really good products to be looking at in terms of, keeping your menu exciting.
Well, let's exit your Class 1 fridge. Back to how Class 1 Direct works then as a process. You supply, are we on hundreds of different venues?
Exactly, yeah. Hundreds of cafes, restaurants, pubs, private schools, hotels. And what we do here is that as the drivers are just coming back in now, and it's very much a bit of a quiet period for us. Later on this afternoon, wagons start rolling in, delivering fresh produce that's been harvested that day. Gets put into our stores where we've just been in the nice chilly fridge, and then later on in the evening our night shift start, and they start putting together the orders. So when the drivers start at 3:30 in the morning, they load the vans and they're out delivering. So it's a real high turnover, quick turnover, so nothing is sitting in the fridges. It's all fresh as it possibly can be.
And the chefs, I suppose, that gives them a bit more flexibility to change their mind last minute.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we're still taking orders from chefs 10 o'clock at night when they finish the shift and they've just gone through the stock list and just see what they actually need. And it's not just fruit and vegetables that we're dealing with here. We're also dealing with a full dairy range, creams, milks, cheeses, and of course our brand new warehouse next door houses all our dry goods. So we've got everything from salt and peppers to flowers, to tinned baked beans.
So actually, Class 1 is very much growing. Not only have you got Andy extra on the team, but you've also got an entire new warehouse next door, so it is massive, it's Class 1. And it does, I do have to say, there's a huge amount of dedication when it comes to getting this stuff out there, because back in, what was it, February, March time, we had that horrible snow, and I was out and about in it reporting for the snow, and I saw a good few Class 1 vans still out there getting the stuff to those chefs.
Yeah, I don't think we failed to make a single delivery actually during the Beast from the East.
So it's impressive.
Yeah, it was good. It was good fun.
So for people then, if there are chefs, if there are cooks, if there are people who run hotels, restaurants, cafes listening to this who think, you know, maybe they're a bit sick of their supplier, maybe they're sick of getting all sorts of things that they didn't really want, and you know, they think let's go to the top here, let's go for the best, how do they get in touch and how do they talk to someone about getting on board?
Just give us a call on Skipton 01756 700 244. Just ring for a chat, we can get you some product lists. Andy will be out to meet you, no obligation, just, you know, call for a chat.
Fantastic. I know you're also online as well, so if someone didn't catch that number, they can search for Class 1 Direct and then we'll find you. Joe and Andy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.